Genesis 11, verse number 3. And the whole earth was of one language. What does it say? One language. And what? And of one speech. In other words, they were in agreement. They were speaking one language and they were agreeing. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. They dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and bend them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and tower in which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one. They are of one speech, one language. They are in agreement. And nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." Now, you see, this Leoncre Afrodisa Ancrediscus. This thing that I'm talking about now is saying, there is a realm in God where nothing will be restrained. Even if God didn't want it to happen, you can make it happen. If you are of one speech, one language. Now you see, people don't get this. Imagine what God is saying. He went to see the city and realized that there was nothing that he could stop. He said the reason is they one in one speech. They agree. And they talk the same language. And they're in agreement. Now, I can't stop it. So God is even having these symptoms, as it were, of fear, although he has no fear. A way he knows, if I don't do something here, these guys will reach me. Brick and mortar, they were going to heaven. They're not getting me. Imagine when people say, put builders here, let's go. And God came to inspect. What caused God to say something is off here? He was sitting in the heavens and he saw that there was something approaching. He said, "Hey, since I created the world, nothing like this has ever happened. Let me go and see what's happening." God stood from the throne to go and analyze. When he got there, he realized there was a tower of brick and mortar. And what was making them go there was not the technology. It was one language. One agreement. This is the reason why when the Europeans were coming to our nations, what they managed to do was to remove our language and give us their own. Because they know if you are given someone else's language, you fail. Get into Africa right now and see the countries that are prospering. They use their own language. No, you did not hear me. The Japanese don't learn mathematics in English. They learn in Japanese. The Chinese are speaking in Chinese. Mandarin and all that. Why? Because they know if language is stolen from you. So it is not the colonization of resources. No, say, it is the colonization of culture and language. So Africa has been robbed of its languages. That's why we are broke, yet we have resources. The power is in keeping your language. Let the white men come here and learn our language. Assimilate or leave. See now. But it is too late. Because when they came in, they introduced the kingdom. And I'll show you what keys they used to cripple Africa. Now, I have to speak in English. If I use Shona, even my own people in Shona won't get me. I spoke once and they said, "Oh, that's too deep. It's from Masingo." Listen to me. We have been colonized in our language. So if the president starts changing the roads and putting Shona names, we complain. This is the reason why when we say there is drought in the country, you can't even succeed. Do you know why? Because the food we used to eat was varied. Then the white men came and gave us rice and chicken and tea and bread. Now, if your father puts tea here, then the following day there is no tea. There is only sweet potato. The anger that will be at the house. Do you even know that this sada you eat now is not from this country? Or maize is not from here. I believe it is Brazil or another country. Yeah. It's an import. Oh yeah, you thought you had it from beginning, eh? May God help your ignorance. But now, somebody introduced it. Now we like it. Tomato was simply a flower in Mexico. Until somebody got it, they go like, this, we might do something. Now, can you eat anything with no tomato? You will be called poor. Now, drought is happening to maize. No, they didn't get it. Do you understand? There are other plants that are actually drought resistant, but we are not used to them, so we don't like them. So our drought is not just because there is drought. It's because it affected us where we were colonized, in our taste buds. So we never continued with the agriculture we were doing. Go to the rural areas there. They eat a lot of things. So God is looking at it and goes like, wait a minute. These people are trying to come to me. I'm going to cancel this plan. Go to, let us go down. Hey! And they confound their language. Let's confuse their language. Let them not speak in their own language. That they may not understand one another's speech. Say, I have times where I speak even to my wife in tongues. I speak to my sons in tongues. And we understand each other very well. Your problem is, you have taken it as a language, some backdoor language that you use. Paul says, I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Paul will be driving. John will be driving. Susan will be driving and speaking in tongues. I don't know what you'll be on the computer. Larissa Nomongre Vedos and Nina Sahata. Bathing le shupare deke sofle ataranesos. What are you doing? You know what you are doing. You see, the Bible says, go ye into all the world. The word world is the word cosmos. It is where we get the word cosmetic. So in other words, go ye into all the fake. Strip it down and inject the word of God in there. How many know Will Smith? Mm-hmm. Prince of Bel-Air. Those things, have you noticed that we were able to see Will Smith moving from one room to the other? Because the camera is in the crowd. And the house has no wall. So we see all the what is happening in the bedroom. And when he enters, it's just a wall like this. And the whole thing is removed. It's called a prop. It's not a house that they acted in. It's a prop. That means they can get into a house and remove one wall and put the crowd here and put a camera here. So you can tell they've moved from the bedroom, got into the pantry, now they're in the kitchen, now they're in the dining. How? When there are four walls, there is only one wall that has been removed. It's called a prop. Now the Bible says, go ye into all the cosmos, the fake, the prop, and inject the real. Brother, sister, that drought you are facing is a prop. No, you didn't get that. That cancer you have is simply cosmetic. You inject the word and it will die. Hear this. Here we go. Here we go. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, hear me well, there is nothing Christian about Pentecostals. Turn to someone next to you and say, I'm not a Pentecostal. They were there at a feast called Pentecost. They were not attending Pentecost. Christianity, sometimes the people that practice it are stupid. You receive the Holy Ghost during the Pentecost feast, which you have not attended. It's not what you are there for. You say you are Pentecostal. The word pent simply means 50. Are you 50 cent? Oh, sorry. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. It doesn't make sense to call yourself Pentecostal. Well, fully come. Watch this. 1, 2, 3. When was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. In the book of Genesis, they were in one speech of one mind. In the book of Acts, they were talking the same language in one accord. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. In other words, in the book of Genesis, there was a language we lost that God never reinstated on humanity ever. He never did it. In the book of Acts, he said, that language I confused. I'm now giving you the same language. Now you can reach me if you want. Now you are not getting what I'm talking about. There is no more party lines. I talk to somebody. No more party line. No more engaged line. Nothing. No more busy line. So you ask, what are tongues? Tongues is the same language that God told them, I'm taking from them, because if they speak this language, nothing will stop them. Now in the book of Acts, he said, I'm just waiting for them to be in one accord. Now he found them in one accord. He said, now I'm giving you back your language. So when you speak in tongues, brother, when you speak in tongues, nothing will be prevented from you. When you speak in tongues, anything you want will be given to you. When you speak in tongues, anything you desire is given. Why? You are in one.